Claudia Doherty is once again with us to start our week off. Hey, Claudia, tēnā koe.
Ngā tuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa. Well, firstly, Aotearoa, public servants, preparing for a Rā Nui o Te Mahi 2, a national strike, and that's coming up this Thursday, bringing together, as you have talked about all last week, nurses, teachers, social workers, kaimahi Māori, and that's across the motu, a united union strike. Now, Minister for Public Services, Judith Collins, in an open letter to the unions and public, she called the united union strike an a politically motivated one, but union leaders obviously say it's about mana tangata, the right to fair play, safe workloads. Here's Minister Collins.
The fact that it's all joined up together, the fact that the public service wages have gone up 2.8% an average over the last year, and yet the private sector has gone 2.3%. So it's quite clearly, it's not about disparity. When we see the request to the Education Minister, the first thing on the agenda is to talk about Gaza or Palestine, you know, Palestine rather than actually about teachers or about student achievement. It's sort of tells me that they're not really that interested in the things that people would expect them to be.
So a few things to unpack there. One, the difference between the 2.8 and the 2.3 pay rise for public service and private service. The discrepancy there is that there is a higher wage bracket for those in the private sector versus those in the public sector. So it's not comparable. So you can't really actually say that it's comparable because the base rate, the starting rate is completely different. Having a united unions strike is all about unions. Everything that has been done, that the decisions coming out of Parliament, is political. So that sort of that nullifies what Minister Collins says. And that whole issue around Gaza, well, there's a whole raft of reasons why the teachers' union wishes to discuss this issue. That's also a distraction from the core or the knuckle of this. And for all of these kaimahi, nurses' union, the doctors' nurse, teachers' union, it's all about pay increase, validity of their mahi, recognising their mahi, and it's also about conditions. So to put anything else in the mix is deflecting from the real core issue for these kaimahi. Health and education workers, they say, also, which is what I've just said, it's not about politics. Up to 100,000 workers, that's a lot, isn't it? About 150,000, actually, are expected to join the picket lines from Tamaki Makaurau down to Te Waipounamu, modern expression of kotahitanga, struggle for dignity at work. That's what the unions are saying. Now, back on track, that was Nationals' campaign promise when they came into government. Nearly 2 years on, the latest One News variant poll shows most New Zealanders, just over half, say the country's headed in the wrong direction. For whānau Māori, the track ahead looks uphill, costs rising, wages lagging, kai and housing still hard to reach. Official numbers say the economy's improving. So who's really feeling the recovery? And in that variant poll, it was about 54% had said wrong track. Interestingly, about 10% said that they didn't know. So either way, you know, if you don't know or if you say it's going in the wrong track, you're actually not supporting the government's fast track. But hard to say who's feeling the better benefits of the back-on-track economy. Stats NZ, latest consumer price index, shows very different picture. Cost of living biting hard, 4.1% in the year to September. Meaty, hei, ika rose 6.4%. Fruit, veggies 5.8%. cabbage nearly doubling in price. But beneath the averages are our whānau Māori and those all whānau who are low income, no income. The Reserve Bank, Te Pūtea Matua, that it reports Māori households spend around 60% of income on essentials, kai, rent, power, leaving very little or no savings for savings or emergencies. So when kai prices rise faster than wages, that's not inflation, it's inequity for those low-income, no-income whānau. The government says new rules for beneficiaries. This is what you had said that you're going to be talking to Marama Davidson about, Dale. Government says new rules for beneficiaries are practical help. As of today, first-time non-compliance means either three job search tasks a week or attendance at employment trainings. That's what Minister for Social Development Louise Upston has announced. But here's where Whakapapa tells a deeper tale. Māori unemployment running at about 8.2% for the year to March 24, a rate significantly above the national jobless figure. So while the policy requires more activity, we've got to ask if this is a step-up lift for Māori whānau into mahi or simply places more burden on those already locked out of a very scarce job market. And the outlook for Kaumātua Kuia, a new report, age-proofing Aotearoa, warns that more Kaumātua Kuia are at risk of homelessness, isolation and long waits for care, and costs are ballooning as population ages. For Māori, this story carries deeper meaning. Māori life expectancy still nearly 8 years shorter than non-Māori. By 2043, our Kaumātua population is expected to almost double to around 150,000, many with limited housing savings or access to aged care. So as Aotearoa grows older, the question is not only how we support our Kaumātua Kuia, but how we're going to honour our pakeke, their living whakapapa, with the reo, mātauranga, and hold that mātauranga, that taonga, together as a whānau. Now, Parliament is sitting this week, the third and final reading of the Takutai Moana Marine and Coastal Area Bill will be passed, āpōpō, tomorrow, Tuesday, in the House.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much, Claudette. Looking forward to your mahi, your perspectives, as well across the week, and our next conversation due Wednesday morning. Claudette posts regularly up on our website, 2ytnews.com. Māori ora kia koe te tuhine. Have a good start to the week. Thanks so much.
Nā mahi.
Tēnā koe.